B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Hey, y'all. Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kind of hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. And there's a lot to get to. Andrew Salchunas back from his honeymoon in my spot. Natalie in her normal spot. And it's a big day today. General Knowledge Wednesday, but it's a big day for a way that was a bit unexpected. And I'll just get right to it. So last night, on a very entertaining program of Inside the NBA, Shaq and Charles Barkley decided, we'll start there, we've got other places to go, but we'll start there, to go after Simmons and Embiid, more after Embiid. And that's their right. But key thing that we have to remember, when Shaq and Barkley do such a thing, that their show that they do is an entertainment product. Sixers Outsiders is a better show if you want basketball information. Just so we're clear. Yes, those guys, if it's about the current climate of the NBA, they know more about the game. They're Hall of Famers. Shaq won. Barkley didn't, but Shaq won. They know about that. But as far as the modern NBA goes, that show is an entertainment product. They have absolutely every right to say what they said. And the question becomes, now once again, Mike is an attorney. When I fill in, I don't want to act like I'm an attorney because I'm not an attorney. I'm just some guy filling in, trying to hold it together till Mike gets back. So I take, as I do every single time I fill in, I did it yesterday, I do it again, the Sesame Street approach, so that everybody, even me and all of you, can fully understand what we're doing. So today's words, the show is brought to you by, in addition to all our lovely sponsors, fact, fiction. Fact, fiction. So the question isn't, Shaq, is it wrong for Barkley and Shaq to say what they said? The question is what they said, if there was fact in what they said, or was it mostly fiction what they said? And I think one of the most troubling things is what they left out of their long rant that they decided to go on that felt to me very scripted. That's all I'm going to say. They left out the fact that the Sixers have now won 11 of their last 13 games. And the goal of the Sixers season should be a championship. Now, Barkley mentioned they had no chance to win a championship, but his reason why was because Embiid only outplayed Jokic by so much and he didn't dominate Jokic. That was his premise. And that's a fine premise, but he left out the fact that the Sixers have won 11 of their last 13 and that they're undefeated. Barkley and Shaq chose to leave that out. Why? Because it's an entertainment product that is not a program for basketball information, or they would have perhaps given you some basketball information. In fact, during their entire rant, when they said that Embiid needs to play harder and all those things, and all that may be true, all of that, you notice that they didn't mention anything to do it. They just said, go score 28. They didn't say, hey, do this, hey, do that. And they also said that him and Jokic and all these modern centers shoot too many jump shots. So I decided to see facts around what they said and then see where we came out. I think that's the fairest way to attack an opinion, is to see if there is fact, if it's fact-based, and then decide if it's right or wrong. Is it fact or fiction? We'll find out. Okay. Now, I work with Crystal Rich on Sixers Outsiders. We do a show. We did not do a show last night. We're back on Friday. I also go to both Paul and Noah. They both write for NBC Sports Philadelphia. And these are guys, when I'm in the weeds about basketball, I go to them and I ask them for different stats, or I go read what they wrote, et cetera, to see if I'm correct or wrong. And I'm wrong all the time. And Noah wrote that Joel Embiid has what? What's this? The highest defensive rating in the NBA. So if he's never playing hard and he's never dominant, as Shaq and Barkley said, how is he literally, how does he have the, now, this is people who play 25 minutes a game. Don't give me a guy who plays 12 minutes a game. These are players that play substantial minutes. Also, I read, there's other guys, Rich Hoffman and different guys from The Athletic. I go to the guys who cover the game currently, who know more about the current product than those two guys whose main job is to entertain. Embiid last season, they're talking about how many points a game he averages and all these things, and that's all fine. So, at this point last season, Embiid had played 818 minutes. Fact. That's a fact. This season, Embiid has played 577 minutes. Fact. Like to have facts. So, does that affect numbers? I don't know. You do with it what you want. I only want to provide facts and decide whether or not what they said was fact or fiction. They also mentioned the Greek Freak and Harden. Now, Andrew, you're sitting in my seat. Does the Greek Freak have a ring?
No.
Natalie, does James Harden have a ring?
No.
So, when you're saying that Joel Embiid should play like them, is it for their entertainment, or is the goal to win a championship? What's the goal of the season? It's to win a title. Now, Barkley has decided the Sixers can't win a title, and that is his right, and maybe he is correct about that. But the goal is not to be like the Greek Freak and lose in the playoffs. The goal is to play like Toronto did and win the title. And they won the title with their best player being the freshest player in the playoffs. So Embiid playing over 200 minutes less this year, if that leads to a better Embiid in May and June, everybody would sign up for that. Follow me so far? Okay. Now, the post-up thing. I just want to get to the facts of it, and then we'll have tons of fun. So there's four big men that are quote-unquote in the argument for best center in the NBA. And I know, okay, just follow me for a second. Joel Embiid, you can Google this, by the way. Google it. I encourage you to do so. Post up 8 times a game. Anthony Davis, 6.2. Karl Anthony Towns, 4.7. Jokic, 4. Those are facts. No fiction with that. Embiid scores 8.6 points per game from the post. Anthony Davis, 6.1. Karl Anthony Towns, 4.4. Jokic, 3.4. Those are the four big ones. So Embiid, the most for attempts and most for points. All right. And everybody would say, well, if he does it the most, of course he's going to score the most. So here's the last fact before we decide whether or not what they said is fact or fiction. And we play what they actually said in this snippet that will tell you why I have the same issues with Shaq and Barkley as I do with Chris Collinsworth or any other national person that does not know what they're talking about when they talk about a local team. And yet we take it like gospel, despite the fact that they are wrong and they are an entertainment product. Foul rate when they go into the post. So you saw Embiid scores 8.6 and he's in the lead, but he's also in the lead in touches. So what does that matter? When Embiid is in the post, he gets fouled 30.8% of the time. Anthony Davis gets fouled 15.4% of the time. Towns 18.4 and Jokic 9%. So he gets to the line basically twice as much as the next best quote unquote quality center in the NBA. So, by all means, that's a guy who's on the perimeter too much when he's doing it more than everyone in the darn league. The NBA has changed in real time. We have two choices. We either do what those guys do and long for the days in which you threw it down low and you ISO'd and played like that, or you can face reality that the NBA has played differently. It's just a fact of the matter. That's why, for the most part, what they were doing is hating. Now, Andrew, I believe you have a cut. It's about 1 minute of what they said, and this will tell you why the product that they had, what they're doing is entertainment, and they're not there to help anybody learn anything more about basketball. Could you please play it for me, sir?
Embiid, he had 22 points, right? So when Charles and I make comments like he's not playing well, people think it's hate. It's not that it's hate, it's that we see greatness in him. 22 is okay, but it ain't great.
Let me finish.
If you have the potential to be a great player, we expect great things from you. If you just turn up a little, like...
Every night you want to see that.
I've always made it simple for big guys, right, Kenny? 7 points a quarter. Yeah. If you're a big guy and you dominate, you should average 28, 10, 28, 15.
If I was playing against a guy like Joker, another guy who everybody thinks he's a great center...
I'm going off.
I love when people say, well, we play every game the same. First of all, that's bogus. You don't play 82 games as hard as you can. But I know this. When I'm playing against Karl Malone, Kevin McHale, Larry Bird, guys who are great power forwards, my antenna is up. I want to let them know, I'm the best power forward.
Interesting. Nothing about the fact that the Sixers won the game. Nothing about that. And he's mad because Embiid didn't necessarily make the large enough statement that he wanted to see against Jokic. But he admitted in front of everybody that NBA players don't play hard every night. So, using what Barkley's own words, perhaps Embiid decided that another game is more important than Jokic because they decided Jokic was a great player. And maybe Embiid doesn't really care. Or maybe the goal is to win a championship, not to get caught up in all that minutia. Now, we'll go over other things, the per 36-minute stats, but what I'm telling you is those guys' job is to entertain, and they did their job. We have all this content, and everybody's reacting, and everybody's, oh, my goodness, and blah, 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 but their job is to entertain. They didn't do anything that each and every one of you can't do. They didn't add anything. They had no actual critique about how he can make himself better. All he said is what any sports talk caller would say or anybody else. They're Hall of Famers that gave you surface level insight. And I'm going to say it. It was a lot more fiction in it than fact. 610-632-0975. Now, it is General Knowledge Wednesday. I want to give a shout out to our brand new General Knowledge sponsor, the presenting sponsor, Testo North America. When precision measurement matters, HVAC techs can be sure with Testo, the most accurate AC and heating instrumentation in the industry. Grand prize today, Chicago tickets with Rick Springfield. Chicago with Rick Springfield is coming to the BB&T Pavilion on Friday, July 24th. Tickets are on sale now. You go to Ticketmaster.com. We have four of our big HERS chip trucks. So if you win one of those, you get one of our variety of HERS snacks. HERS, right. Live life with flavor. It's General Knowledge. Fact or fiction? Most of that was fiction. I don't care who they are. Their job is to present some sort of facts. And what they did was they gave an opinion to get ratings and clicks, and it worked, but it was mostly fiction. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. Andrew in my spot, Natalie in her normal spot. 2 o'clock hour, brought to you by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's Connor location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And it's time to open our Twitter poll. That's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Wonder what to get your family this year. Christmas is pretty close. What are we, 2 weeks from today? 2 weeks from today. Give them their weekends back with a Husqvarna Automower from Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Check out the Automower in person at their showroom in Doylestown or online at paulbmoyer.com. Natalie.
Thank you, Ty. Today's poll, do you expect Joel Embiid to play great every single night? Over 200 votes on this. 51% say yes, 49% say no.
Yeah, now, he should bring maximum effort every single game. Absolutely. Although Barkley said that it doesn't happen while he was ripping him. But it's all right. I like that. It's 50-50 early. 50-50 early. Now, Andrew, I laid out facts because I think those guys just spewed a lot. It's what they did, what they did. They vamped. They did what their agenda was. What do you think? Do you think they were mostly fact or mostly fiction?
What they were saying? No, yes. They're mostly fiction, and they didn't have numbers to back it up like you did. And those were very eye-opening and fantastic numbers because everybody likes to say that he steps out too far and steps out too much when, as you mentioned, leading numbers in the post a lot of times, leading numbers and getting fouled when in the post. So those people complain about him stepping out too much. They're wrong, and he should be able to step out at times because he can shoot, and I think that adds to his game. And Shaq mentioned that quickly, but he quickly went away from it because he realized what he said because he doesn't want big men to step out. And they keep on talking about how he only scored 22 points against Jokic, and if he wants to be great, he's got to score 28. Well, he also held Jokic to a minimal amount of points. Jokic did not play well yesterday.
No, and the defensive rating, as I mentioned, that was courtesy of Noah from NBC Sports Philadelphia, highest in the NBA.
Right.
Like, one thing that Shaq and Barkley, neither one of them know about, is playing defense. That's not what they do. That's not what they did. They got to the Hall of Fame playing offense, and that's fine. And Shaq got four rings. Three he earned, one he got with Wade doing a lot of the work, but he got four rings. So if it came to being in the locker room, they know more. The other part is, until Ben Simmons shoots, how can he be down low as often as the 90s people want him to be? I just don't understand it. Now, Natalie, are you prepared for General Knowledge Wednesday?
I am.
Because we're getting ready to start.
Yes, we have lots of different questions. I have movie character careers. I have a Family Feud category, general sports, and holiday songs.
All right. Looking forward to it again. Rick Springfield opening for Chicago at the BB&T Pavilion. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com and the Hearst Chip Trucks. Now, I want to let you guys know right now, anything close, they're out. It's 2 weeks before Christmas. It's too early to be giving out. Maybe next week's general knowledge, people, we could be generous.
Yeah, but she has holiday songs as one of the categories.
Right, but if they get it right then. Get it right.
Yeah, so it has to be completely correct.
Completely correct. Partial credit, you're out. That's how we got to run things around here today.
You can't even give them one bag from the Hearst truck?
No. Not a single bag. Not a single bag.
By the way, real quick, I do want to make myself clear because I did the midday show earlier today too. I did agree with Shaq and Charles, and I think a lot of people do, when they mentioned Embiid looking kind of disinterested at points, a lot of points this season. And Embiid admitted it. Last night, he said, I'm not having as much fun as I normally do. And I think there is something that needs to get figured out by Embiid. And I agree with Charles and Shaq with that part of the cut.
But if you win 11 of 13 every 13 games the rest of the year, I don't give a damn if you're happy or not. You won 11 or 13. Yes. Like, that's my thing to Embiid. I don't care that you're unhappy because you've won 11 of your last 13 games. I don't care about you being happy or mopey one bit. And one last thing before I get to the phones. Of all the contenders in the East, they've beaten all of them at least once, except for the Bucks, who they haven't played. They've beaten Toronto. They've beaten Miami. They've beaten the Celtics. That's all, once again, a fact. So until that moping causes them to lose, I don't care if he's happy or not. I don't give a damn about him being sad. No. Your job is to go win. And right now, they've won 11 of 13.
So I don't understand this. Oh, he's got to do this. They have to just keep winning 11 out of every 13 games. That if you keep winning at that rate, you'll get the one seed. You'll catch the Bucks if you keep winning 11 out of 13, and then 11 out of 13, and then 11 out of 13. Go 11-2 over and over and over again. You'll be just fine. And then if you're not happy then, well, then you just don't like winning. But that's why it's not a crisis for me, just like his turnovers. Oh, see, I keep saying last thing. So I look at the per 36-minute stats because they matter more when a guy's minutes are cut by a couple hundred. Last year, he averaged 3.8 turnovers per 36 minutes. This year, he's averaging 4.0, so that is 0.2 more. And you would like him to cut, but it's also not 17 more than it was last year. Free throw percentage is up. Rebounding last year per 36 minutes, 14.6. This year, 14.6. Three-point shooting percentage up a little bit from last year. So when it all adds up, the number that's down some is he's a little less efficient. He goes from 48% from the field to 45.8. So basically 46. And that takes the per 36-minute point number from 29 last year to 26 this year. So that is also playing a role, as he's playing less minutes by design. Has to turn the ball over less. Don't give a damn about him being mopey. Just keep winning 11 out of 13 games, and I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to be mad about any – I'm not going to worry about anything until they start losing. And they haven't started losing. That's where I'm at. But Barkley and Shaq sounds at the alarms. How could a team only win 13 of their last, 11 of their last 13? And how dare they only beat the Nuggets by that much? How dare they? And everybody bought it. They're an entertainment product. They were not there to talk basketball last night. But it worked, so good for them. Sam in Northern Liberties, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
What's up, Ty? How you doing?
What's up, Sam?
Not much, man. First of all, excellent opening segment. I was on my feet applauding. I could not agree more with you on everything you said.
Thank you.
I want to get to something real quick before I get in the Embiid thing. Matisse Thybulle is the steal of the draft.
Special.
You could take him, Ty, put him on any contender in the league, and he makes that team better.
Yep.
And to be able to say that about a rookie, you know, 20-some games into his first season is unheard of. And I couldn't be more stoked on him. I really couldn't.
I agree with everything you said about him.
Now the Embiid thing.
Yes.
I have no problem with Chuck and Shaq saying what they did after the game, because their job, as you said, is to entertain and push a narrative, right? What I do have a problem with is people from Philly not sticking up for their big man and agreeing with that take when it's completely fraudulent. The way Joel played last night and has played all season wasn't perfect, but it helps the team win games. And that is our goal, is to win games. To beat the Raptors, then the Nuggets in back-to-back games and have people, you know, complaining about Embiid's effort level it's incomprehensible to me.
If wins and losses are what matters, and let's be honest, that is what matters. It's just something to do just to kill time, and that's what annoys me about it. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Yeah, hit me with it. This is my first one ever.
All right, Natalie, you got it.
The first question, we're going to do holiday songs. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Name that song.
Oh, I was raised Jewish. This is tough. I don't know. I got nothing. I'm sorry, man.
Darn. Well, you go ahead and give the answer now.
It's Feliz Navidad.
I always thought that everyone kind of knew Christmas songs.
I don't know.
I always assume.
Well, it says it's holiday songs is the category.
Right, so a Jewish song might come up. Now, there are Jewish people in the building who are listening. If they could text me and give me a ruling about whether or not they knew Christmas songs.
Yeah.
I know they don't. So I'm just saying that there some songs are so prevalent that you just know the song, even if you don't celebrate.
I don't even know how to speak Spanish.
But you know that song.
Yeah.
So that's what I meant.
Right.
Sure, everyone knows the Mariah Carey song.
Right.
Like, everybody literally knows.
Right. Yeah. If you're Muslim, a Jewish, an atheist, you name it, devil worshiper, you know that song. So I feel like, I think that was a fair question. That's basically the point.
That's what I was wondering.
But I'll get some rulings from the Jewish people because maybe we're missing it.
Yeah, I have a Jewish song on the list.
It's luck of the draw.
Yes.
All right, Eric in Fishtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Hey, what's up? This is Eric.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Well, there are a couple things I wanted to talk about. I want to first off wish you guys a happy holidays. And that last caller had me laughing because, you know, I'm dating a Jewish girl and it's hilarious because now we have a Star of David on top of our tree. So,
oh, you're mixing it up together.
Yeah, you know.
Listen, whatever makes you guys happy. That's all that matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess I wanted to talk a little bit about the Sixers and definitely the Eagles because, yep, you know, I bleed green. First off, Charles and Shaq last night, man, they are so salty. Were they born in the Dead Sea? Like, they're the saltiest old men I've ever heard. All they were doing was ragging on Embiid. That's all they could talk about.
And they have their right to do it. I'm not one of these people to say they shouldn't talk about the Sixers. I'm just saying we have to remember that product is for entertainment. They weren't actually trying to inform us about basketball in any way, shape, or form. They were there to entertain us, and we were entertained, so I guess they did their job.
I was more entertained watching Shaq fall on the floor.
Well, that's what that show does. But as I said, like, there's a lot of shows if you want to learn about basketball and what the current product and the way the game is going. And they never once mentioned that the Sixers won the game, which is the goal. And they've won 11 of their last 13 games. They're rolling along. This is what's important. All that other stuff is just stuff.
Exactly. And, like, are they looking at the big picture or are they just looking at ratings? Because, like, I'm over here, like, wetting at the end of every fourth quarter, but then
he
shows up like, oh my God, like that kid is special.
Love him.
Sign him now. Like 10 years. That kid is amazing.
Yeah, I'm starting more and more. It doesn't look like a small sample. Now, I'm sure he'll cool off shooting some. Everybody has a slump. But that defense, he brings that every single night. It's making a big difference, making a huge difference.
He wears his heart. He wears his heart. And I love the passion. And we need more people like that. And maybe
he's the smiliest.
Maybe people feed off of it.
He is going to be the first fan favorite in Philadelphia who smiles a lot.
I love it.
He's going to be the first one. Natalie, you have his general knowledge question?
Yes, I do. Let's do movie characters' careers. Stu in The Hangover. What's his career?
He's a dental hygienist. A dentist?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right.
I didn't know. Sorry. Were you waiting for the correct Amundo drop?
We need something.
He said...
You got to give us something.
Yeah, you have to give us something. That was so anticlimactic.
I don't know if
you got to give him a hand signal.
Yeah, you
got to
be like, yeah.
You got a lot more on your plate today.
I thought you knew that.
No.
Doesn't everybody know that?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But you got to give him a hand signal. Give him a thumbs up, a thumbs down.
Okay. So
give a sound.
All right, next time.
We're trying to balance TV and radio here, folks. We're doing a show. Let's go. Yes. Hangover. Hangover 1, funny. Hangover 2, still funny, but weirder.
So weird.
Hangover 3, you laugh some.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't consider it a funny
movie.
You
laugh some because you fell in love with the characters after the first two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't the Tiger Snooze song is like maybe my favorite part.
Yes.
What do tigers dream of?
Yeah.
When they take a little tiger snooze.
Yes.
Do they dream of mauling zebras? Or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit.
That's a good memory there, man. All right. David Setter City, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Yeah, what's poppin', Club Tyrone?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, welcome back, Sal Tunis. I thought you were trying to get in the Guinness World Book of Records for the longest honeymoon ever, or what? maybe you and your bride got abducted, but welcome what? Back, my friend.
The week that long?
Yeah,
man. Oh, you were gone 2 weeks, weren't you?
No.
He wasn't. It was Thanksgiving that week.
Yeah, that's not his fault that he was smart to build in like a holiday thing in there with the days off.
Well, sweet.
Second level thinking right there.
Well, what you got today, Dave?
Tyrone, I know Shaq despises the Setters of today, especially after he retired. I know he thinks him and Olajuwon are the greatest centers that ever lived, but What's Barkley's problem with Embiid?
I don't know if it's a personal problem. I think that they kind of had a thing they were going to go with because they don't like what they see. But the problem with it is the goal of the Sixers right now is to win and lose. They've only to win games and not lose. They've only played 10 games together. Embiid is unsure of his role, but I also don't care about him being his dissatisfaction because the team is winning. And that's all I care about it. I want the team to win. So as long as they're winning, I don't care if he's unhappy. I don't care if Shaq's unhappy. I don't care if Barkley's unhappy. The team's won 11 of their last 13, so I'm happy. That's all I need.
Let's move on to a club it matters. That's the Eagles. Now, you upset me yesterday, my friend.
How so?
You said the Eagles have no chance to win a Super Bowl.
They have no chance.
I did a little research.
Yeah.
You have a net worth of $5 million. My net worth is $11 million.
$5 million? I don't know if I've made $5 million in my whole life, man.
$5 million. Stop it. I'm going to come down to the studio tomorrow. I put up 10 stacks. You put up 10 stacks.
I don't have 10 stacks.
Eganoff holds the money. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl or do not win the Super Bowl, you win or I win.
Oh, well, I'll take that bet. I'll find a way to get the 10 stacks because I know the Eagles aren't going to win the Super Bowl. I'll come up with the money. All right, Dave. General knowledge question.
I can't. I'm laughing too much.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I'll come up with the 10 stacks.
There you go.
They're not winning the Super Bowl. I hate to do that bet against my squad, but who's going to play wide receiver?
Josh McCown.
He's going to be lining up in the slot. Nelson Aguilar, surprisingly, pending free agent, his knee that was supposed to be ready to play on Monday, it's flatlined. It's not getting better anymore. Meaning if I just sit out the rest of these games, and if I play, I'm only going to further expose the fact that I'm not a good player. He's already going to take a pay cut probably from $9.5 million to anywhere around $5 million right now. Because there are people out there that think he won a Super Bowl, he blah, blah, blah. A couple more, have a bad Cowboys game, and he might be playing for the minimum. So I think he's making a business decision. Sal Powell alluded to it yesterday. Tim McManus, he'll be on at 4:10. When he talked to him, he said, oh, it's flatline. I don't like to question the guy. I'm sure the knee hurts, but...
I still love the knee grab after dropping a pass.
Had he caught it, that knee wouldn't. And now he says that it goes back. That knee injury goes back to the Minnesota game.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't grab it till he dropped the pass on the last play of the game.
That Minnesota game was the same one when he beat the defender and Carson Wentz threw it to the back of the end zone and he slowed down.
Uh huh.
And then it was Carson overthrew Nelson.
Carson thought the guy might keep running.
Yeah, right around the 5 yard line, Nelson.
Stop running.
Yes.
Oh boy. Thomas and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I want to talk about the Sixers last night. Great win. And Matisse Thybulle, he's quickly becoming, a fan favorite.
I love
what he's doing. He could shoot the three. The dunk that he had last, a couple dunks that he had last night was, insane. But I want to talk about, Charles Barkley last night. The stuff he said last night, I didn't agree with. I don't think that Embiid has to score 28 points every night. There's other players who can score. I mean, even Simmons, I know he doesn't have, he only shot a few 3-point shots, but, he could still score 20 points tonight as well.
Embiid's job every night is to go win. And they've been doing a good job of doing that. And I just wish that didn't get lost with all this drama.
I don't care how many points Embiid makes or how many points Simmons has or whatever. Yeah, if they win, they win. We just keep going. I mean, we're undefeated at home. We won 13 games in a row.
Yep.
And Charles still thinks that the Sixers have no shot. I mean, I guess the minds of other NBA players who played in the league in the past think differently from you and me.
Yeah, and that's fine. And they have every right to say so. I'm not one of these people to say, they shouldn't say it. There's other people to say Barkley should shut up. No, no, no. Charles Barkley literally should never shut up. But we just have to remember what that show is. That show is to entertain, not to educate or inform. That's not the show.
Yeah, I gotcha. Do you have a question for me?
Absolutely, we have a question for you.
Okay, so this is sports general knowledge. Which country won the first World Cup? And I'm going to make this multiple choice. Uruguay, Argentina, Switzerland, or Brazil?
I'm going to say Switzerland.
That is incorrect.
That's a huge loss.
I like
Thanks
that.
Thanks for the thumbs down.
Sorry.
That's a huge loss. What is the right answer?
The correct answer is Uruguay. They defeated Argentina 4-2 on July 30th, 1930.
Man.
Four!
What?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a tough question. I'm glad you made a multiple choice.
Well, yeah, I wasn't given a tough question without it being not multiple choice.
I love when people get stuff wrong.
You know, I know you do.
About me. It raises my spirits.
I have to protect that snack chuck at all costs.
Yes, 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. A lot going on, General Knowledge Wednesday. Brought by our great new sponsor for General Knowledge Wednesday, Testo North America. And there's a Fanatic road trip to D.C. All right, the Birds tied in division. They're headed down to D.C. this weekend to take on Washington. And our Fanatic fleet is ready to go on a road trip. So you listen Friday. Mark Farzetta and Trey, Anthony Gargano, Mike Missanelli Show. He'll be back for this road trip sounder. When you hear it, you'll be the correct caller on the contest line, and you'll be a guest, and you'll be headed to D.C. this Sunday for the game. And here's what you'll get. You'll get transportation on a charter bus, an awesome tailgate with food by Cavs Catering, unlimited drinks and tickets to the game. Wow. This unreal experience is all provided by PhillySportsTrips.com. Visit PhillySportsTrips.com now for this amazing holiday gift idea. Wow. These guys.
Unlimited drinks, huh?
Wow. I'm saying they sent Anthony and Jamie down to Miami. The Philly Sports Trips. And now this is a nice little road trip. Wait, but you get a charter bus, so you don't have to worry about driving. Tailgate with food, unlimited drinks, and tickets to the game. Huh.
Gotta have a lucky winner.
Find a way out of. Let me check my schedule. I do the green zone from the stadium. So I'll go do the green zone from the stadium, but I won't be back. Sixers play Brooklyn on Sunday. You know, so gotta make a living.
It'll be a busy day for you.
Yeah, green zone and the Sixers. Listen. You know about busy days. Natalie knows about busy days. We got to make
sure
a living.
Sure
do. Got to make a living around here. Gene in Doylestown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, Tyrone. How are you today?
All right. How are you, Gene?
Super fantastic. Thanks for asking. Hey, I think Shaq and Charles were almost trolling us as Phillies fans going that way last night. As you said, I don't think there was much fact behind what he said. I felt like it was more, driven towards getting clicks and viewers and, just to annoy people more than anything because, when you have a double-double and you come out and they say he didn't play well, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair.
Now, the thing is, it's not that Embiid is above criticism. It's that the criticism that they chose didn't make sense. Ben Simmons absolutely is not above criticism, but they didn't mention his lack of shooting. They mentioned all this other stuff about how they're not going to win a title because of this. And I get people are worried about Embiid moping. I don't care about Embiid moping either. I'm not, it's no poor Embiid. I'm saying they've won 11 or 13. What's the problem?
Exactly.
What's the problem?
They just came off a win, 13-0 at home. And you'd think it was the other way around, that they were 0-13. And
right.
It didn't make much sense to me. And I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
If Bible continues on the path he's on. Any chance he's rookie of the year?
I don't think so because you got down in Memphis. No, I don't think he'll be rookie of the year. But here's the difference. He's going to play in the playoffs. Guys in the mix for rookie of the year aren't.
Are not. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's going to play in the first round,
Absolutely.
Second round, conference finals, possibly the finals as a rookie. He trade that, obviously, for Rookie of the Year, and he'll get plenty of love money-wise from endorsements and stuff like that with his smile and all that kind of stuff if he helps a team in the playoffs. That'll be worth more than winning Rookie of the Year for him.
And the way he goes, you're right, he's going to be a Philly fan favorite.
And he's very different than other fan favorites. You want a general knowledge question?
Please.
All right, Gene.
All righty, we're back to holiday songs. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away.
You know what? I know the song and I don't know the name of it.
Oh, just a guess. Gene, he's gone. Once you say you don't know.
What up? Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell. Do you like Jingle Bell Rock?
No.
It's not my favorite.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's not offensive. If it's on in the mall, you're not like, oh, I gotta leave this mall.
Right.
But it's not top five, top ten.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really do it for
me. It has a special place.
Why? Because of Mean Girls?
No.
Is that your favorite movie?
I don't care about that.
Why does that song have a special place? I've never heard that before. What special place?
Remember the dancing fish on the wall?
Yeah.
We had a dancing Santa.
Oh, and
this was the song that was played. And it played on a loop. Over.
Oh, wait, and did he just shake his hips?
He just shook his hips.
I've seen that Santa.
You just left it on for a long time?
Yes.
See, my dad had a real problem with noise. Cut that noise off. And noise just meant any sound that wasn't his sound. So it could be a song. It could be noise. It's just cut that noise out.
He just didn't care. Any sort of sound that wasn't his own.
What he wanted when he came home was mostly silence.
Ow.
Go in the basement with that noise. Go outside with that noise. Get away with me with that noise. If you were quiet, you could sit right on top of him for all he cared. But if you start making noise, yeah.
See, both of my parents are like such music lovers. So there was always music going in my house.
I said any sound that's not his. Oh. He loved music.
So he didn't like Jingle Bell Rock?
No. But he liked the funniest song that my dad liked was Santa Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
Really?
Yeah, he liked that. He laughed at it.
I thought it was Grandma Got Run Over.
Grandma, that's the one. He liked that song. We didn't like that song. Hence why I don't know. It's like, but he got a out of it.
It's kind of funny. Kind of weird. It's a weird song. It's a weird holiday song.
Richard Delaware. We have it? We play it on the other side. Hold on. Richard Delaware. We have that? You're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Rich?
What's up? Hey, guy. He called me mid-laugh. That was some funny stuff. The Charles Barkley thing and Shaq get on my nerves. They get on my nerves whenever they're on because they think that this NBA can be played the way it was 25 years ago, and we all know that it can't. If these centers today played like they did 25 years ago, games would be 4 hours long because of all the fouls being called and free throws being shot. So they need to get woke, as they say, on the way that things are played now. And I don't know, just be a little more objective. I know you said it's entertainment, but
yeah, that shows to entertain.
Objectivity.
Kenny's the only one that might give you information when he runs over to the board and stuff like that. The other two guys are there to entertain, and they're the best in the business at it. I can only hope to be as good as an entertainer as Barkley. I'm already probably more entertaining than Shaq, but Barkley is the greatest sports entertainer in the history of the world. He's a legend at it, but he's not there to give you information. That's Kenny's job. His job is to entertain, and he's fantastic at it.
I agree, and he should keep talking. Like I said, the screener, you need to pocket that, this what's going on now, like what he said. So when Mike has him in studio next summer, like I told him, you can call him on the carpet on it,
I mean, he's our guest when he comes. I can tell you
but,
one thing.
You can have laughs with him.
I also can tell you, he doesn't care what I think. But that's why he's a good entertainer. He doesn't care what I think or anybody else think. General Dallas question real fast, Rich.
Sure, go ahead.
There we go.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. It's preparing my update. Okay, we're going back to movie characters' careers. Vito Corleone in The Godfather.
De Niro.
No, his career.
His career. What did he do?
Oh, I'm sorry.
His title.
Nah.
I would say no.
All right. 610-632-0975.
Should I save that one?
Nah.
Okay. Here's the Don.
Yeah. Well, come on. 610-632-0975. 3 o'clock hour coming up. We'll keep on taking your calls. When it came down to Shaq and Barkley, I think most of what they said was fiction. What say you? 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.